Stand by, Pete. Show you're about 8 to 10 minutes behind, but it's no sweat. You've got lots of oxygen and feed water. We'll give you an update on the time remaining when you finish deploying L7.
Okay, good. Looks like it's going real good, Houston. This seismometer, I'm having a little trouble making the skirt now down, but other than that, it looks good. Doesn't want to just lay flat like it does. At Earth, once she just sort of wants to step up at the end, I guess it's just because it's got this memory in it from being folded so long.
Roger, Al. You can make a two-man task out of that and put a little dirt around the outside edge to hold it down if you like. You won't have any trouble getting a little dirt on it, will you? Roger, I'll copy, you have the bubble centered.
Central Station up,
and 90 degrees on the PSE Noman.
Roger, Al, we copy. Are you on your way out with the LSM?
Copy, sir. That's right, got it right in hand. I'm out at the end of the line, and it's pouring the legs right now.
Roger. Roger, Pete, copy antenna mast in place and good luck.
LSM is the lunar surface magnetometer, which will measure the moon's magnetic field.
When you get back to the LEM, and we'll work it out a bit and see if we can determine it. Yankee Clipper, Houston. Yankee Clipper, Houston.
Hi, Houston Clipper here.
Dix, the EVA is going pretty well. They're 2.5 hours into it, and they've got the LSEP good way deployed. Apparently both of them look as though they just crawled out of a coal bin. Other than that, things pretty much nominal.
Very good, thank you.
Okay, Houston, the magnetometer is deployed. It's level, and it's pointed exactly east. And the little black dot is right in the middle.
Roger, I'll copy.
Same concern here. There's just a lot of dust on top of the box and with the electronics there. We hope it doesn't matter too much.
Roger, Al. Yankee Clipper, we have a map update for Rev 19.
Okay.
Rev 19, LOS, 118-4840. 119-1330. 119-3433.
That's the best I can do.
our last item.
On my last one.
Okay.
Copy that, Pete. You got the nominal alignment.
orbit on the moon, you're in trouble. The screen has got sort of, you know, a spring to it. Doesn't want to lie down much up here, just gravity. Okay, Houston, how long have we been out?
Pete, you've been out 2+40, and the pacing one right now is Al. You're running around 20 minutes behind. And when you can, we'd like an EMU check, and if you give us your O2 readings.
Okay, my O2 reading is 50%, and have you got anything for us? Haven't heard too much from you.
Negative on that. You're perking along real well, and we're following your progress. It looks as though you're getting the job done.
Okay. Look, how you doing, Al?
I'm doing good.
That little thing, just been wondering. Houston, let me ask you a question. Can I push in the shorting amp thing?
That's affirmative, Pete. We understand you're not able to get a reading, so go ahead and close it, and we'll stand by for a zero reading.
Okay, it might be full scale.
You better tell him I just do. I had to put the slide down. Does
it make any difference, does it?
I don't know.
It's all connected. It's all connected. Does it make any difference, Houston?
Stand by.
You're a big area litter bug, you know. Snort.
Pete, we'd like you to go ahead and get the full deployment done first before you depress the shorting amps.
Okay. Well, you're dirty all over your knees. Can I give you any help?
Sure could.
All right, here I come.
And Pete Nail, a comment on picture taking. If you would, try to document some of the dirt which has gotten over all over the equipment. If you would, try to get close-ups, which will show the dirt we might have on thermally sensitive areas. And also, when you get done, if you would take one or two extra pictures showing the LSEP with the mounds that you described previously in the background. That'll give us a good geometric reference.
Okay, I just I did a pan out here at the now, let me hold this in and you stretch that end out, okay? Because otherwise that's it. Get the kind of get the coil down. Which way does this thing head? It's gotta head away from Central Station, away from everything. Probably on a point right over there. Okay, but now I think it's kind of twirled it a couple times, it would end up uncoiling that twist in the line. That's the right way to try it that way again. Looks like it might be working. That's good, that's doing good. Okay, let me take and set this thing down, and I'm supposed to point to the earth this way. Oh, that'll be good. Get your ground wires wrapped around the legs. There you go, got it. Looks like it's going to be okay.
Yankee Clipper, Houston.
I am.
Yankee Clipper, if you give us poo and accept, we'll ship you up a state vector, a target load, and a refs map.
There you go. We've got it.
Roger.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. Don't tip over. Yeah, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Okay. I got it.
Houston, we're coming up with a load.
Copy.
Okay, that's what I think I can do.
That gotta be kids with that big cable, I think. I didn't think it was gonna do that.
You're 2 plus 48 into the EVA. You have the side deployed?
Yeah, everything's deployed. I'm going to go get the shorting plug now, Houston.
Okay, standing by.
Well, I like to run up here. This is neat.
It is fun.
first thing we're going to do is run over to that volcano and look at whatever that little job or two is. It's interesting. Okay, Houston, here comes the shredding plug.
Yankee Clipper, Houston, the computer is yours.
Hey, Al?
Yes, sir.
I need your help over here.
Just a minute. I'll be there.
Houston, how about Astro Switch 1?
You're cleared to rotate Astro Switch 1, Pete. Roger, Pete. Stand by.
All right, start put out. It looks nice. How about messing with this one thing right here?
Okay, and we'll do it, Pete. Also, I wanted to just look at the numbers we can do.
Hey, just do me a favor. Use your tongue, pick up a couple of these boy bolts, set them on the edge of that skirt. That's it, segment. There's about 10 boy bolts just near it over there. What you want me to look at?
Just check that antenna, make sure it's level.
Okay. Okay. Look, you do that. I'll give you the times. I want to run over and photograph the thing like looking.
Alright.
Pete Nail, Houston. Looks like you did the job. We're getting data back.
Hey, that's, you don't know how happy I am. Okay. Tell me again the numbers you're supposed to
have. 16445.25.
Here, turn around.
Okay.
I shouldn't have done that. Greeting all over here.
Okay. All right, I'm going over to this mound.
Double check in a flash. Bye-bye.
Okay, I'll tell you the numbers I read. You tell me if they're right.
Okay. I read 5-2.
No, look like.
I read 5-2-5.
That's right.
Okay.
Also read 16.
Yankee Clipper, Houston, go ahead. That's affirmative. We'll be up with you in about 2 minutes.
I know what it is.
What is?
No, I think that rock, I think it's a little secondary impact crater. Very funny matter. Boy, is that a funny rock. It looks...
Yankee Clipper, Houston, I have the maneuver pad when you're ready to copy.
Go ahead. Hey, here's a rock that I'd be glad to see in Houston. That's an interesting one. For the salt.
Dick Purpose, Lunar Orbit Plane Change 1, SPS, GNN, 36733, minus 073, plus 051-119-471254,
minus 00115 plus 03496 minus all balls. Roll, pitch, and yaw, all zeros. 00625 plus 00573 03497 018 03371 050026 187 Dick, for Foresight, Draco, Beta.
Down. Down.
And that's a down 007.
Right.
Right, 46. The remainder is NA. Sirius and Rigel. For your alignments, 047, 263, 055. And that's 2 jet ullage for 15 seconds. Read back.
Are you through now?
Yeah, I've got some pictures to take it up to.
Right. Are you through, Clipper?
And I'll meet you over at that big mound.
All right.
Clipper, go ahead.
Gonna bring the cars down.
Okay, Clipper, understand. You did not copy all of that, Pat. Is that affirmed?